Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday morning, July the 28th, 2026. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And do want to remind everybody again, we have some tickets to give away this morning to Styx with special guest Don Felder, who will be performing at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night, July 29th, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And by the way, if there's anything else you want to talk about in regard to city council or anything going on in the world, feel free to weigh in, 740-383-9944. But I thought here's what we would do. And by the way, while we're doing these giveaways, and even if you don't want the giveaway, you can say that if you still want to play along this morning. While we're doing these giveaways, you can still call in if you have something to say that's on your mind, so feel free to do that as well. But we've always done this in the Family Feud fashion, and I guess we'll do that this morning as well. So every correct answer will get you entered into the competition to win the tickets to Styx with Don Felder tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Now, we have our first category here has four correct answers. We haven't done this for a while. Four correct answers. Let's see if you can get the answers. The category is name a job at a school. Now, this is kind of timely with the school getting ready to start in less than a month here. Name a job at a school. Now, we have four answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a job at a school. Can anybody name a job at a school? You know, I wonder if our old friend Judy is out there listening this morning. She used to be very good and loved to play the Family Feud here on WGH Talk. So the tickets are Styx with special guest Don Felder at the Ohio State Fair coming up July 29th, tomorrow night. Time flies, doesn't it? But the Family Feud category this morning is name a job at a school. Now, there are only four answers here. And again, you can participate without having to want the tickets or so on and so forth. Sometimes it's just fun to play along. But name a job at a school. 740-383-9944. Well, there's got to be a lot of jobs at schools when you look at this in the big category. And we've only got four. And these probably are, I would say, the top four jobs at a school. Does anybody know what the answers are? Name a job at a school. You know, I remember when we used to do this all the time. We would play the Family Feud, and I don't know, all the time, and I don't know why it struck such a chord with people when we were doing it a lot. And there were times when we were doing it a lot. It always seemed, for whatever reason, though, people enjoyed food items much more than anything else. I don't know why. The food items were always more popular, whether it was pizza or something like that. But they were always more popular. Name a job at a school. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll help you out. Don't seem like anybody wants to call you.
Well, I think it's a whole different, you know, when you get, it's like trying to do two different shows at the same time. You know, you're doing current events, and then you switch, and you're doing trivia.
Yeah. Teacher, I'd say.
Teacher is on the list. Now, were you ever a big fan of Styx?
No.
You know, some people liked them and some people didn't. I don't know. Do you know who Donna
Fell? Was all right, but I wasn't a big fan. You
what
know?
Was their big song?
Oh, I can't remember. Where's Adam at?
I don't know. Who was Don Felder? Do you know Don Felder?
Nope.
Well, you got the first answer. 50 people said teacher, so keep playing along.
Okay.
All right. The category here is, name a job at a school. Name a job at a school. Now, we've got three other answers here. The number one answer was teacher. Not hard to believe there. Name a job at a school. 50 people said teacher, but there are three other answers this morning. Does anybody know what the three other answers are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a job at a school. And again, our winner this morning will get a couple pairs of tickets to the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night. Sticks with special guest Don Felder. And again, I believe you also get admission to the Ohio State Fair with these as well. Does anybody have an answer here? Now, these are not exactly extremely hard answers. Name a job at a school. Teacher is number one. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Cooks in the cafeteria.
Cooks. Let's see here. You know, oddly enough, no cooks on the list, but a good guess.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Keep playing out there. No cooks on the list here so far. What do they call the lunch ladies? But there is, a term for that. Culinary something or another. Not on the list, oddly enough. Not in the top four. Name a job at a school. Now, teacher was number one on the list. 50 people said teacher. But what are the other three answers? Name a job at a school. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a job at a school. Does anybody know what another job at a school might be? The only answer we've got so far is teacher. Now, lunch lady, not on the list. But there are three other answers. Does anybody have another answer here? 740-383-9944. You know, maybe this is why we don't do this Family Feud anymore. Maybe it's had its day in the sun. Name a job at a school. That's a category here. Teacher number one, and there are three other answers on the list. Does anybody have the three other answers? 22 coming up on 23 minutes past the hour here. Name a job at a school. Teacher, 50 people said teacher. Now, the other three don't have nearly the amount of people giving the correct answer. Giving the answer, period, I guess is what it would be. But they are on the list. What are the three remaining answers? Name a job at a school. Teacher number one. And what are the other three? You know, when I was doing this morning, I thought, well, should we do the Family Feud or should we do outright trivia? Because sometimes outright trivia can be fun as well. And I was trying to look through the list this morning to see if we had any good outright trivia questions. You wouldn't believe this, but we actually do have files around here with things like this. Let's see here. Well, this is an interesting... Well, we'll go back to the phones here in a second, but we have an interesting trivia question here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Principal.
Principal, number two on the list. How's it going, Bob?
Pretty good. Hey, don't put me in the mix here, but Yeah, give it to the first person who got the right answer.
All right. Well, we've got a few more answers to come by, so hopefully you'll come by some of these answers.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I've got more on the list here, but I didn't want to, you know.
Well, no. Well, keep let people jump in from time to time. We'll see if we can build up the audience for this.
But give my answer there to the first person who's already qualified.
All right. Sounds good.
Double them up.
Okay. All right, we got Bob in here. Bob said principal, and principal is number two on the list. 24 minutes past the hour here. Name a job at a school. Now, teacher was number one. 50 people said teacher. Principal was number two. Number two. 25 people said principal. But there are two other answers on the list. What are the other two answers on the list this morning? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
First, I'm offended for all the lunch ladies in the world out there that they aren't on there. But
poor ladies.
Since they aren't. I'm sorry?
Poor ladies.
I know. Isn't that awful?
Terrible.
Just making the sloppy joes, you know? We've got to go with the custodian then.
One actually says janitor on this list, so there you are.
Well, I was using the 2026 term.
Yeah, we did have to up it. Now, are you a big fan of sticks?
When did they even come out? In the 80s? I wasn't allowed to listen to that kind of music when I was growing up. It was devil music. We listened to was the gospel and country music, which was not devil music. I don't get it.
Well, do you know who Don Felder is?
No clue. No clue.
Me either. I'm lost on this one.
If someone's interested in those tickets, though, they are more than welcome to my set that I may be eligible for.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Take care, sir.
All right. Janitor is on the list at number three. So now we've got name a job at a school. We've got teacher, principal, janitor. One more left on this particular list. Does anybody know what it is? Name a job at a school. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a job at a school. You know, and it's the last one on the list, too. 50 people said teacher, 25 people said principal, 15 people said janitor, and our final answer was said by 10 people. Does anybody know what the final answer is? 740-383-9944. You could be entered into a competition here to win a couple tickets to Styx, with special guest Don Felder at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night, July the 29th, at 7 p.m. Does anybody know what our final answer is in this particular category? And remember, you can guess as many times as you like here. We might need the help this morning. Go ahead, caller.
The lunch lady.
No lunch lady on the list.
No. But to answer your other question, Don Felder was a guitarist with the Eagles.
You know, that's Matt just sent me that message online. He said, yes.
I'm on the same page as Matt.
I know. You and Matt are on the same page this morning. Way to go.
Talk right, to you.
Thanks. Bye. All right. No, it is not the lunch ladies. The lunch ladies were left off the list here. Name a job at a school. Now, the number one answer was teacher. Number two was principal. Number three was janitor. But there is one answer left on the list. The last answer is always the hardest to get. Name a job at a school. Go ahead, caller.
An administrative assistant, formerly known as the secretary.
No secretary on the list, but a good guess.
Now that's the first person you see when you walk into the school. What's wrong with these people?
I don't know. She did not, or he did not, make the list.
Awful.
Thank
Bye,
you. All right. No secretary or administrative assistant on the list here this morning. Name a job at a school. Number one was teacher. Number two was principal. Number three was janitor. What's number four? One answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a good guess here? We'd love to hear from you. And we've got those Ohio State Fair tickets tomorrow night, July 29th. Styx with special guest Don Felder. Go ahead, caller.
Why, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Assistant teacher Scott, and I heard somebody say, you know it all.
No assistant teacher, but at times I might know it all.
Why, here's an answer. Here's a question. I'm going to revert back to something else. Do they have a cafeteria or a food available on, like they did when I was going to school? They had awful good lunches, and the ones that didn't like the chocolate milk, I'd ask them for it, and I'd get a couple of chocolate milk. And when I was at Harding High School and graduated in 1959, I remember in, I would have been a sophomore, I believe, or maybe a junior, they had a hell of a milk carton right down there, and that was one of the biggest things uprousing that I've ever seen in the school system when I was going to it. There's those little cartons around and had a fight. Did you ever hear anything like that in your time, Scott?
Oh, yes, they still give out the chocolate milk every day.
No, you didn't hear my complete answer.
Oh, the fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't seen too many fights.
Okay.
No.
Now, let's get back. I said a cafeteria, didn't I? Or the lunch and stuff, and you said they give chocolate milk. Is that all they give now?
Oh, no, they give you the full meal.
Where is this?
The cafeteria at Harding, if you walk in the front door, it's probably 30 feet on your left when you walk in. It's a big place. Still lunch tables and everything. They have a full kitchen back there.
So they got a time they serve lunch and everything is shut down in the school, right?
Yeah, there were like five lunch periods because there were so many kids, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Scott. That's good. Is that the only one in Marion?
Well, no. I as far as I know, all high schools still have them, as far as I know. All the ones I've been in.
All high schools. Now, how about the other kids?
Well, yeah, I think all schools have them. I haven't been in one that didn't have a cafeteria.
Oh, you haven't been in one that has not got a cafeteria at the present?
Yes.
Oh, now, would maybe these school systems go, kindergarten up till the 12th grade graduation? Is that what you're considered as one school, naturally? And they do have a cafeteria there, but is that how you're getting that figure, or the cafeteria?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe that clarifies a little bit. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. All right, as far as I know, they still have the cafeterias and have the kitchens and have the chocolate milk. Now, I don't see too many fights, but thank goodness for that. Name a job at a school. That's our category this morning. Teachers, number one. Principals, number two. Janitor is number three. What is number four on the list here? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a librarian?
Good guess. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Thank you. No librarian on our list here this morning. A good guess, but not on our list. Name a job at a school. We've got teacher, principal, and janitor. Go ahead, caller.
I was wrong. The first person you see, unless you walk to school or your mom drops you off, is the bus driver.
Bus driver, true, but not on the list.
My goodness. Is there anyone else left that works at the school?
This person does. This is a stumper. It's a stumper.
It's a good one. Take care, cheers.
All right. No bus driver on our list here today. Name a job at a school. Teacher, principal, janitor, and one other name on the list. Who's got it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 33 and a half minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about a coach?
Not a coach. That's a good one, though.
Okay.
All right. No coach on our list here today, but that was a good guest as well. Name a job at a school. Teacher, principal, janitor. One still on the list. Who's going to come up with this final answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a job at a school. Hard to believe it's this difficult, isn't it? Teacher, principal, janitor. One left to go. Who's got it? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How about superintendent?
That's a good guess, not superintendent.
All right.
Thank you. All right, no superintendent on the list here today. The person who controls everything. Name a job at a school. Teacher, principal, janitor. One left to go. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. Who's going to come up with it? Have we went through every job at the school at this particular point? We might have. We might have. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Guidance counselor.
Guidance counselor is it. You got it.
I should have been the number one for me.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Right,
bye-bye. Later. Yes, guidance counselor was the final answer on the list. Teacher, principal, janitor, and counselor. Go ahead, caller. Oh, they must have heard that we got the answer. Okay, we'll move on to the next one here. Or is that person? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Nope, they're gone. Okay, what is our next category? Let's see if we can knock this one out before the morning's over. Name something people do on the weekends. Four answers here. Name something people do on the weekends. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people do on the weekends. What are the top four answers here? Now these come closer. Teacher had a lot more people saying teacher in the Family Feud world, I guess, than any of the other answers. But here, they're much closer. Name something people do on the weekends. Four big answers. Who's got them? 740-383-9944. Name something people do on the weekends. Go ahead, caller.
Go watch movies.
No movies, but a good guess.
Okay.
No movies on our list here today. Name something people do on the weekends. Four answers. Does anybody know what the four answers are? 37 minutes past the hour here. We have tickets to Styx with special guest Don Felder tomorrow night, July the 29th at the Ohio State Fair. Name something people do on the weekends. We don't even have one of them yet. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about sleep in?
Sleep in, number one on the list. You got it. Sleep in was number one on our list here. Name something people do on the weekend. Still three more answers to go. Does anybody know what people do on the weekend? Those regular people, what do they do on the weekends? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the other three answers? Maybe we won't get the other three answers before the show's over today. 38 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
They run errands, do tours.
Go out. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, go out. I think people go out, run errands, do chores. Now, I don't know if go out meant running errands and doing chores or, like, going out on some kind of a date or something. But, yeah, people go out. Okay, name something people do on the weekend. Still two answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I heard you say regular people. Now, who would that consist of, regular people?
I think everybody but me at this point.
Well, regular people usually get up and go to the toilet, wouldn't they?
On the weekend? Only on the weekend?
Oh, would you just hold it over the weekend? Come on.
Well, no, I'm saying, this, would they only do that on the weekend?
Oh, yeah, I say.
That'd be a long way to hold it.
Uh-huh. Hold it, Nellie. They can't corner you there.
That's right. No going to the restroom on the list. All right. Name something people do on the weekends. That's what we're looking for here. Sleep in and go out. Those are the two answers we have. Sleep in and go out. Well, there are still two answers left on the list here. Does anybody know what people do on the weekend? You know, this is really kind of an androgynous category on the whole. What do people do on the weekend? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about get drunk?
No getting drunk on the weekend. But if you did that, see, you would have to go to the bathroom more than just on the weekend.
Oh, my God, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, if you had to wait all week to go to the bathroom?
Oh, man.
Holy mackerel. Thank you.
Yep.
No getting drunk on the list here today. Name something that people do on the weekend. That is the category. We've got sleep in and go out. One in, one out. Sleep in and go out. What do other people do on the weekend? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Mow the lawn.
No mowing the lawn on the list.
I'll quit doing it then. All right.
Keep trying. No mowing the lawn on the list here today. Name something people do on the weekend. Sleep in, go out. And those were number one and two on the list. So three and four are still here today. 35 people said sleep in. 30 people said go out. Two more answers left to go here. 740-383-9944. What do people do on the weekend? Go ahead.
Weekend warrior projects.
No weekend warrior projects.
Jeez. All right.
All right. No weekend warrior projects on our list here today. Name something people do on the weekends. Two answers left to go. Sleep in was number one. And go out was number two. Still two left on our list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Go to church.
No going to church on the list.
Well, I'll do that then, too, all right?
Your weekends are going to be freed up. All right. Name something people do on the weekends. This must be a harder category than the last one. Sleep in. Go out. Two answers left to go, and about 17 minutes left in the program here. Name something people do on the weekends. Sleep in was number one. Go out was number two. And what are the final two answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do on the weekends? Go ahead, caller.
Make whoopee.
Like Whoopi Goldberg?
Sure.
You know, no whoopee on the list. Now you can't do that on the weekends.
Damn, I'm getting out of things. All
right. I know. You got nothing to do on the weekends. All right. Name something people do on the weekends. Sleep in, number one. Go out, number two. Still two answers left on our list here today. Are we going to get these two answers? I don't know if we're going to get these two answers or not. Name something people do on the weekends. 35 people said sleep in. 30 people said go out. Go ahead, caller.
How about wash the car?
Cleaning. Yes, that is on the list. Thank you. All right, cleaning is on the list. See how easy I'm being with these answers today? Now, I really don't know if washing the car would fall under the category of cleaning, but I'm willing to go along with it today. So, one other answer left on our list. Name something people do on the weekend. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about doing laundry?
No laundry, but that's a good guess.
Okay, bye.
All right. No laundry on our list here today. Name something people do on the weekends. This is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about not a damn thing?
Well, they're doing something. Doing nothing is not on the list.
No, some people have to plan to just not do anything.
They do.
You know what I mean?
And sometimes that takes more work than anything else.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
No doing nothing on our list today. Name something people do on the weekends. Sleep in, go out, and clean are on the list, but there's one answer left. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to slip in with our final answer here today? Now, if you would like some tickets to Sticks with special guest Don Felder at the Ohio State Fair, let me know. They'll be performing tomorrow, July 29th, 7 p.m., down at the Celeste Center. All right, who's going to get our final answer here? Name something people do on the weekends. 46 minutes past the hour here. Sleep in was number one. 35 people said sleep in. Go out was number two. Clean was number three. Go ahead, caller.
Go shopping.
No going shopping on the list.
Oh, this is getting aggravating. All right.
No going shopping on our list here today. Name something people do on the weekends. Going shopping, not on our list here today. All right. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that one. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. Name something people do on the weekend. One answer left on our big list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Have a cookout.
No cookout. Good guess, though. No cookout on our list here today. Name something people do on the weekend. Sleep in, number one. 35 people said sleep in. Go out, number two. 30 people said go out. Clean was number three. 20 people said clean. What is the fourth answer? Something people do on the weekends. Go ahead, caller.
Go to church.
No going to church. Good guess, though.
I tried.
No going to church on our list here today. You know, there's a certain group that would not be happy with us with that not being on the list. Name something that people do on the weekends. Sleep in, go out, clean, and one answer left. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're getting down to about the last 11 minutes in the program. Are we going to get our final answer today? Name something people do on the weekend. You know, this final answer, to be honest with you, people do it, well, I would say people probably do it all week. Probably do it every day. But, for whatever reason, it is on this list as something that people do on the weekend. And here we are. It's number 4 on our list. But 15 people gave this as the answer, so, you know, it must be worth something. Name something people do on the weekends. Sleep in was number 1. Go out was number 2. Clean was number 3. What is number 4 on the list? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You might win a chance to get some tickets to Styx with special guest Don Felder at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
How about socialist or socialized or whatever?
No socializing on the list today. No socializing on our list today. Name something people do on the weekend. Sleep in, go out, and clean. One answer left here. Who's going to be smart enough to slip in with our final answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people do on the weekend. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, it sounds like you and Matt's going to pick out the one you like the best, and you'll have free tickets to go down there, won't you?
It's a possibility. I hope somebody gets the tickets.
Wasn't it last year you got, you and Matt and Mary Ellen or something went down there, and you had a thing around your neck press, and you sat right in the middle of the road of the auditorium, and you got to see something. Wasn't that at the State Fair?
That was the little brown jug.
It was a real good thing, because when I used Matt's name, he likes his concerts and stuff. He's pretty well-versed, the only one I know on this show that ever talks about that.
Yeah, he's big into the concerts. He likes to go to those.
Which one is the best, you, if you don't have a response the rest of the week, which one do you prefer you'd like to go to?
You know, out of the people this year at the Ohio State Fair, I think it would be... Well, I've seen Sammy Kershaw before. He's very good. But I think Weird Al Yankovic would be interesting to see. No, the Gin Blossoms. That'd be number 1. I like the Gin Blossoms.
Uh-huh. How long have they been around?
Oh, they've been around probably 20, 25 years.
Oh, they're really... That's the first I ever heard anything like that. Of course, I'm not up to date. I'll get off here so you can get the answer. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Name something people do on the weekends. Sleep in, number 1. Go out, number 2. And clean is number 3. But we still don't have number 4 on the list. Can anybody come up with it? Name something people do on the weekends. What do people do on the weekend? 740-383-9944. Oh, will we get this? Go ahead, caller.
How about, like, go to an amusement park or fair?
No amusement park or fair, but a good guess.
Right.
No amusement park or fair on our list here today. Name something people do on the weekends. Go ahead, caller.
Unfortunately, a lot of people have to go to work.
Well, that's a good guess, but no work on the list. Good guess, though. No work on our list today, but that's not a bad guess. Name something people do on the weekend. Sleep in was number 1. 35 people said sleep in. Go out was number 2. 30 people said go out. Clean was number 3. 20 people said clean. And we've still got this pesky fourth answer hanging around. And it also was number 4 on the list, too. It's the last one on the list. Is anybody going to be able to be a genius today and slip in here and get this final answer? Name something people do on the weekends. Something people do on the weekends. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people do on the weekends. Well, I don't even... Well, like I said, this is something people do really probably every day. I don't know why it's on here as something people do on the weekends, but it is on our list as something people do on the weekend. So what would it be? By the way, does anybody want to go to Styx with special guest Don Felder? If you want to go to that concert, give me a call too in the next 5 minutes. 740-383-9944, because I don't know that anybody on our list wants to go, but if you do, we'll make it happen. Go ahead, caller.
Watch TV.
Watch TV is on the list. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going pretty good. I just tuned in. You can give mine to if I win to somebody else.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're out there with us.
Yep, I got you tuned in now.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. Well, there we go. Haven't heard from our friend Ryan in a while, and he picked up the right answer. Watch TV. How about that? So that's what it was. Name something people do on the weekend. Sleep in, go out, clean, and watch TV. Okay, can we get another category in here? By the way, if anybody wants tickets to Styx with Don Felder, tomorrow night, July 29th, 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center, call in now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, here's our next category. Name something people do with their phones. Four big answers here. Name something people do with their phones. What do people do with their phones? Does anybody know? Now, you would think we would have a lot of answers in this particular category. Name something people do with their phones. Four big answers here. All of these should be somewhat simple. I don't think just about everybody on the face of the earth now has a cell phone. Name something people do with their phones. Does anybody have the answers here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people do with their phones. And again, if anybody wants any tickets to Styx with special guest Don Felder, who I guess is with the Eagles. I think we learned that earlier. Tomorrow night, July the 29th, 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair, let me know. 740-383-9944 with about 3 minutes left in our big broadcast here today. Nobody knows what people do with their phones. Not even one guess in this particular category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do with their phones? Number one is a big one. Well, number one, two, three, four, they're all big in this particular category. What do people do with their phones? Go ahead, caller.
They use their phones to harass talk show hosts incessantly because the talk show host is foolish enough to give out their number.
Well, you know what? Well, nobody polled me, obviously. Nobody polled me on this list. Hey, thanks. Thanks.
Take care, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, it's one of those things. Name something people do on their phones. We got less than 2 minutes here. Is somebody going to get an answer on this list? Name something people do on their phone. 740-383-9944. It's our big Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway. And again, if there's anybody out there listening who would like to see Sticks with special guest Don Felder, who I guess is with the Eagles, tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, July the 29th, let me know, 7 p.m., 740-383-9944. Name something people do on their phones. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the easiest one in the world, everybody should know it, they call Scott Spears Show.
They that's number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, call number two on our list here today. Name something people do on their phones. This call, our next call, will probably be our final call here today. We've got about 50 seconds left in the broadcast. 740-383-9944. Name something people do on their phones. We're down to the 30-second mark. Who's going to be our final call today? Maybe with a correct answer. You never know. Name something people do on their phones. We've got a call. That's number two on the list. We still don't have the number one answer. Are we going to get a call before we run out of time here today? I don't know if we're going to get a call or not. I don't think we are. Okay. Well, I guess we're done for the day. And if anybody wants the tickets to Sticks with Don Felder, give tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, send me a message on Facebook or give a call here to the station, 740-383-9944. Okay, wait a second. We might have one final call coming in here today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Play games.
Play games is number four on the list. You got it.
Bye.
And that's our final call for today. We're done. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Mama, I wanted to end the Marla gift had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know that's why it was successful.